Today, the fall of Payday. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to my latest post covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. There have been some interesting developments in the short-term lending market in the UK recently. The Financial Conduct Authority in the UK recently published data on the so-called high-cost short-term credit, or HCSTC, market. HCSTC loans are unsecured loans with an annual percentage interest rate, or APR, of 100% or more, and where the credit is due to be repaid or substantially repaid within 12 months. In January 2015, the FCA introduced rules capping charges for HCSTC loans. Just over 5.4 million loans were originated in the year to the 30th of June 2018. And that lending volume has been on an upward trend over the last 2 years. Despite some recovery, current lending volumes remain well down on the previous peak for this market. Lending volumes in 2013 before the FCA regulation were estimated to be around 10 million per year. Now, this data reflects the aggregate number of loans made in a period, not the number of borrowers, as a borrower may take out more than one loan. They estimate that for the year to the 30th of June 2018, there were around 1.7 million borrowers taking out about 5.4 million loans. And the market is concentrated with 10 firms accounting for around 85% of new loans. Many of the remaining firms carry out a small amount of business. Two-thirds of the firms reported making less than 1,000 loans each in the second quarter 2018. For the year to the 30th of June 2018, the total value of loans originated was just under £1.3 billion, and the total amount payable was £2.1 billion. And Table 2 shows that the second quarter 18 loan value and amount payable mirrored the jump in the volume of loans, with loan values up by 12% and the amount payable by 13%. In the first quarter 2018, the average loan value in the year to the 30th of June was £250, and the average amount payable was £413, which is 1.65 times the average amount borrowed. This ratio has been fairly stable over the past 2 years. A price cap introduced in 2015 stipulates that the amount repaid by the borrower, including all charges, should not exceed twice the amount borrowed. Over the past 2 years, the annual average percentage rate, the APR, charged for HCSTC loans has been consistent, hovering around, wait for it, 1,250%. The median APR value is slightly higher at around 1,300%. And within this, there will be variations of APR depending on the features of the loan. For example, loans repayable by instalments over a longer period may typically have lower APRs than single instalment payday loans. In the UK, the Northwest has the largest number of loans originated per 1,000 adult population, 125 loans, followed by the Northeast at 118 loans, and in contrast, Northern Ireland has the lowest at 74 loans. And borrowers between 25 to 34 years old are holding the largest proportion of HCSTC loans at 33.4%, and they were particularly overrepresented compared to the UK adult population within that age range at 17.5%. Similarly, borrowers over 55 years old were significantly less likely to have an HCSTC loan at 12.2% compared with the UK population within that age group at 34.8%. And their survey also found that 60% of payday loan borrowers and 45% for short-term instalment loans were female, compared with 51% of the UK population being female. and 61% of consumers with a payday loan, and 41% of borrowers with a short-term installment loan have low confidence in managing their money, compared with 24% of all UK adults. In addition, 56% of consumers with a payday loan and 48% of borrowers with a short-term installment loan rated themselves as having low levels of knowledge about financial matters. And these compare with 46% of all UK adults reporting similar levels of knowledge about financial matters. But now, the top payday lenders are out of business. In August 2018, Wonga, once the biggest payday lender in the UK, collapsed, and now administrators for the lender have revealed that 389,621 eligible claims have been made since Wonga's demise. Despite being vilified for its high-cost short-term loans, seen as targeting the vulnerable, it became a household name and was enormously successful until stricter regulation curtailed its and other payday loan companies' lending. It collapsed in the UK following a surge in compensation claims from claims management companies acting on behalf of people who felt they should have never been given those loans. So far, the compensation bill is £460 million, with the average claim of £1,181. And another lender, The Money Shop, closed earlier this year. But now, Quick Quid, UK's largest payday lending firm, is to close, with thousands of complaints about its lending still unresolved. Quick Quid's owner, UK-based Innova, says it will leave the UK market due to regulatory uncertainty. Quick Quid is one of the brand names of Cash Euronet UK, which also runs on Stride, a provider of longer-term, larger loans, and previously known as Pounds to Pocket. The UK's Financial Ombudsman Service said that it had received 3,165 cases against Cash Euronet in the first half of the year. It was the second most complained about company in the banking and credit sector during that 6 months. And back in 2015, Cash Euronet UK LLC, trading as Quick Quid and Pounds to Pocket, agreed to redress almost 4,000 customers to the tune of £1.7 million after the regulator raised concerns about the firm's lending criteria. More than 2,500 customers had their existing loan balances written off, and almost 460 also received a cash refund. And the regulator had said at the time that the firm had also made changes to its lending criteria. Over the past several months, we worked with our UK regulator to agree upon a sustainable solution to the elevated complaints to the UK Financial Ombudsman, which would enable us to continue providing access to credit, said Innova boss David Fisher. While we are disappointed that we could not ultimately find a path forward, the decision to exit the UK market is the right one for Innova and our shareholders. So this could be the twilight of the payday industry in the UK, as better education and other lending options plus tighter regulation bite. But meanwhile, in Australia, it's worth reflecting that proposed changes to SACC loans here, small amount credit contracts, have not progressed, despite an earlier investigation. And in fact, we'll be talking about the impact of this inaction in a later post. But given the pressures on households here, we are concerned that more will reach for short-term loans to tide them over, despite the high costs and risks from repeat borrowing, all made easier still via the proliferation of online portals. The debt burden on households is high and rising, and payday lending is part of the problem. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.